Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, you know, in the political age we live in this Trump mass hysteria, you know, shout out to Michael Savage, who came up with that phrase in his book that he wrote a couple years ago, a little before my time. You know what I just can't get enough of? I can't get enough of going on X and seeing all these left-wingers talking about, oh, Trump's crazy. Oh, Trump is so mean to these immigrants. And then you have the crazy, you know, cat ladies of TikTok talking about how I saw this one post. Oh my gosh, I was laughing so hard. I saw this post of this Asian woman of all people, this Asian woman, not a Latina woman, an Asian woman going on a rant on X, which I think she's originally did on TikTok. Ugh. She was like, if you voted for Trump, you can't go to Mexico anymore because you're a racist piece of garbage, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, do you have any idea how many people who are Hispanic, whether they be Mexican, Cuban, Ecuadorian, El Salvadoran, do you have any idea how many of these people voted for Trump? No, of course you don't know. You think it was only the white man who voted for Trump, and you're wrong, by the way. Oh, you're very, very wrong. How else do you explain? I got a cup right here that my mom got me. I love my mom. She gave me this cup that says Trump better coverage than 5G. And it has a map of all the counties in America that voted for Trump. And I'm looking at it right here. And then look, wouldn't you know it? Almost every, without exception, all the coastal areas voted for the cackler, Kamala Harris. And then you have the classic liberal areas, you know. But what's interesting is even in the communist state of California that I grew up in, you have so many counties that voted for Trump. And even in liberal places like New York, you have a lot of people who voted for Trump. And you know what? I can't help but notice, what is it with this obsession, not just interest, obsession with people in the LGBTQ. That pastor had the nerve to go out there on the inauguration day and talk about basically lecturing the incoming president and vice president of the United States about, oh, all these LGBTQ people, oh, they're very scared, Mr. Trump. And they're very living in fear, and you got to say that love is love, and you got to protect these people and assure them that they're going to be okay. You know what they're not okay? So-called bishop of the Catholic Church, who I guarantee you is in the closet in my estimation. You know where they're not safe? Oh, I don't know. The Middle East, for example. You know, where they're thrown off of roofs and burned alive in cages. Where are you lecturing the imams and the radical Muslims to stop getting rid of homosexuals? Answer, you're nowhere. You'd rather lecture Trump. You'd rather lecture Vance. You'd rather lecture me. You'd rather lecture all these people about, oh, we gotta protect the people who are sexually divergent. I'm sorry? Where is the lecture on how Mr. Trump, in order to save the lives and the security of these LGBTQ people, we need to prevent radical Muslims from coming in here, where it says in their holy book that hasn't been revised, like the Jewish and Christian religions have, Mr. Trump, we want you to make sure all these radical Muslims who actively throw us off of roofs and burn us alive in cages in Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, etc., we want you to make sure that you don't take these people into our country. Nope. Mm-mm. I didn't hear none of that. No, of course not. You wouldn't hear that because everybody just wants to lecture Trump. Everybody wants to hate on Trump, the people who voted for Trump, the people who thought about voting for Trump, the people who have Trump hats, Elon Musk thing. It's such a mass hysteria. I can't go on the internet without all these lefty communist professor types trying to lecture people about how, oh, Biden tried to warn us that the country would be over. You know what's over? The insanity that we were living in under this crook, in my opinion, Joe Biden. Nothing screams, I got nothing to hide, like pardoning a bunch of people on your way out the door. But hey, Hey, maybe I'm one of those crazy January 6th people. Actually, I'm not. I was in the military on January 6th. I didn't even know it happened until I was told it happened. But you wouldn't know that. Because anybody who talks in a positive light about Trump is a Nazi all of a sudden. I did a whole show about fascism, Nazism, and everything in my last show, which a lot of people liked, by the way. A lot of people relate to how we talk about things on the show and how I talk about things because it's what they're thinking. They're thinking, they're like, oh my gosh, did this guy just go in my head and pull out my ideas and start talking about it? No, my friend, it's because it's not just you who's thinking about these things. We're sick of the left. We're sick of the people in the middle and the people on the right who are turncoats who are turning against Trump and he has just started out. You know what's interesting about people like Trump and Elon Musk compared to other politicians? They like to kick the can down the road. They don't like to actually deal with difficult situations, difficult dynamics, and unpopular opinions. But they do it. Why? Because they believe in it. Instead of just being like, oh, I'm going to play politics, you know, ask for a mile, get an inch, you know, that type of diplomacy. He said, no, I'm going to do what they elected me to do, because that's what he messed up on the end of his last term, in my estimation. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he went soft and he tried to repeat himself that he did in 2016 and it did not work. He went over like a lead balloon in the Catskill Mountains. Didn't work. So what did he do? He said, you know what? I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to come out swinging like Babe Ruth call on my shot. And I'm going to go hit a home run day after day after day in my first week. And I'm going to leave these people in a tailspin, having no idea what to talk about, what they think they should talk about, what I'm going to do next. That's what we need. We don't need people on TikTok like these teachers, these nurses, these bums getting on Instagram, TikTok, and X talking about, oh, I'm going to stop these ICE agents. Only one of us is going to leave this classroom if they try to come in here. You know who tried to come in here and was successful? The illegal alien vermin who are sucking our systems dry, and you're enabling it, you schmuck, you. You love the immigrants so much. Why don't you invite them in your house, Mr. and Mrs. Liberal? You won't do it because you're a fraud. When's the last time you had them over to your house? You know, the people who stand outside the Home Depot that you drive by every day. When was the last time you invited them over for dinner? Answer, never. When was the last time you went to the soup kitchen to help serve them meals? Answer, never. When was the last time you had them, you know, live in your house so they got on their feet? Answer, never. Because you're all rhetoric, all bark and no bite, you Bolshevik bums, you. I hate you people. I hate you, and I know I'm not alone. A lot of you are in the same camp as me. You hate the fact that these people shoot their big mouths off and they know nothing about history, nothing about economics, nothing about the social dynamics, nothing. They sit there with their bleeding hearts while the people are where this. The immigrants are not like your grandfather. Not like my great-grandfather, my grandfather, who worked his heart out in this country. They came here to work the system, most of them. Having 15 children on welfare. Getting on SNAP and EBT. When there are taxpayers who try to get on these programs. Who actually paid in the system. Do not lecture me and tell me that the Emma Goldman story of giving you're tired and you're poor. Sorry, I think it was Emma Lazarus. I'm sorry. Telling me, oh, give us your tired, you're poor, and your little masses yearning to breathe free. No, it's more like give us your tired and your poor and your home masses yearning to live for free, in my estimation. But you know what's funny about her? Did you know that she got deported out of the United States? Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can deport American citizens. It's been done. Oh, yeah. And if it were up to me, I'd deport these communist scumbags who have the nerve to not only be wrong, but it's basically their job to get on social media and for clicks and then lie to people and deceive them. And I'm sick of it. And I know you're sick of it, too. I know you're sick of it, too. I have the best stethoscope in the business. I know you're sick of it. I'm sick of these commie bums. And I know the word communist is thrown around all the time, too, and people don't even know what you're talking about. But I am so tired of these bums talking about things they know nothing about with their bleeding heart. Where's your bleeding heart for guys like me who are trying to build themselves in this country? Where's your sympathy for me? Guys like me, whether it be black, brown, Asian, white, doesn't matter. Where's your sympathy for us young guys out here trying to build our lives, start our families, do things with our lives. You have no sympathy for us, but all their sympathy for Azliq Muhammad from Saudi Arabia or from Iraq or from Syria or from Yemen or Pablo from Ecuador. You have sympathy for them, but no sympathy for guys like me. Why is that? Because you don't care about sympathy. You're brainwashed. Your feelings are misplaced. Your judgment is askew. And you have no idea what you're talking about. So, like a good teacher, I'm going to tell you to shut up and sit in the back of the classroom while us real men are talking here, trying to solve problems, trying to talk about what's going to help the next 30 years of this country instead of talking about what we should have done the last 3 years. I'm done with that. You missed me with all that crap. We need to talk more about politics on this show. Because the Trump mass hysteria about Trump being evil and a fascist and all these things, it's the furthest thing from the truth. Furthest thing from the truth. And I'm sick and tired of these bums on social media lecturing everybody about how, oh, it's not constitutional. Oh, you can't do it. Oh, you shouldn't do it. We're a better country than that. No, we're not. We are bankrupt, my friend. And the sooner you realize that we owe so much money, we can't afford to have more leeches on our body, otherwise we're going to run out of blood the same way that our country's going to run out of money. The sooner you realize that, the sooner we can get forward to fixing the problem instead of having to debate your stupid ideas that don't actually work in reality. They work in a think tank, not out in the real world. My friends, what are your opinions on Trump? What are your opinions on the administration? What are your opinions on the policies he's enacted thus far? What do you want to say about it? I'm curious what you have to say about it. A lot of you probably are not interested so much in politics as you are in the effects of the policies themselves. And I'm here to listen about that too. My friends, let's talk about it. And I will in the days, months, and years to come. Take care. I'm out. Peace.